Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I bless you in the name of the Lord. We're continuing right on in a message, some teaching I've been doing on the communion of the saints and why it is so important to the heart of God, because He's a God that originated the concept of family. And when time is no more, when Jesus returns in the new heaven and earth, there will be eternal, precious, beautiful fellowship with God, and there will be no defiling, no evil thing to ever come against or threaten that relationship and that fellowship. Not only perfect fellowship with our Creator, but fellowship with one another on a level that we cannot experience now, but the Lord wants us to do everything we can to be together in love and in unity. This honors Him. The highest koinonia, we've been talking about koinonia, is our relationship with God. Remember what John said in the 15th chapter, recording the words of Jesus. Jesus said, "A branch can't bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me." And that involves grace and faith. And grace, of course, is God's unmerited favor. And faith is our response, our action in receiving that grace. We surrender ourselves without any reserve, without any stipulations to the Lord, because we love Him. Now, there's another precious scripture I'd like to share with you. We may have read it many times and just glossed over it, but found in 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 14. It's the concluding verse of that epistle where Paul says, "And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all." Praise God. It's that communion of the Holy Ghost that makes our unity and fellowship so sweet. And so let's look now at further scriptures, further biblical exhortations, if you will, or amplifications of this concept of koinonia. Well, first and foremost, we know that Jesus prayed for it. I shared this earlier this week, but in John, the 17th chapter, verses 20 through 21, Jesus said, "Neither pray I for these alone," His disciples that were present with Him at that time, "but for them also which shall believe on Me through their word, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in Me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in Us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent Me." And so Christ has prayed for that unity, that oneness that He experiences with His Father. It does not appear what we will be, but when we see Him, we shall be as He is. We shall be like Him. Praise God. And another important thing is when we are of an intention to worship God, to come together on the basis of that shared koinonia and fellowship, what happens? A marvelous thing. His presence is promised. A scripture to verify that is found in Matthew 18, verse 20. "For where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them." Praise God. That was Jesus speaking. And also, how do we experience koinonia, the koinonia of the saints? In exhortation. That's a very important part of why we should be together and how this fellowship, how does koinonia happen when we get together? And then there's a dynamic that occurs, and that is encouragement, exhortation. Hebrews 10:25, and this is very specific, and I don't know about you, beloved, where you, whatever area, whatever state you may be listening in, but in the area I live, and also even California before I moved here to Idaho, there are people that say, oh, yes, yes, I'm a Christian. Where do you go to church? Oh, well, I don't fellowship in any particular church. And so hear what Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. How much closer and nearer is the day approaching in today's world than when that was written? And, you know, others, they give excuses. Well, you know, I'm so busy, or I was hurt. Those are not valid excuses, beloved. When you stand before the Lord, you're going to have to give an explanation of why you really didn't want to do what he said, right? He said, I'm sorry, I didn't say that, but he did. If you love me, keep my commandments. And then Hebrews 3:13 says, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. That may be a familiar passage, but just listen to what that's saying. We are to encourage one another in the present moment, in the times in which we're living. It's very important, because apparently it is possible we can walk in deception. And what will cause us to walk in deception? Sin. And what happens when we are in sin and we're deceived? Our heart becomes hardened. Let me read that verse again. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And then, of course, James 5:16 declares, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's why Unveil Christ Ministries has been raised up over 50 years ago in 1965, so that we could be a partner in prayer, because sometimes people are not able to be in fellowship. They may be housebound. They may be an invalid. There may be various reasons they cannot. And thank God for media ministries, through television, through radio, where saints can be encouraged. But there is a dynamic and principle in agreement. So, again, that's why I have always given invitation at the end of the broadcast for you to write and share your prayer needs. And then, what else do we see about communion of the saints, about koinonia, that lovely Greek word, which has so many ramifications of meaning? It means mutual comfort and edification. In 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, I'm going to turn and read verse 18. Well, yes, but before that, I have to read verses 16 through 18. And this, of course, refers to that glorious moment in time. You know, I can tell you when Jesus is going to return. It says right here. I'm going to read it. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So, this rapture that we refer to, or the catching away of the saints, occurs at the last trump. Now, the issue is there's considerable debate as to when that may occur. But it can, by the word of God, when that last trumpet sounds, praise God, the dead in Christ shall rise. And in verse 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. That there's perhaps no greater comfort to know that the Lord is returning and he's going to set everything right. And then another passage I want to share with you, found in First Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. Praise God. So this is an important part of our koinonia. Hallelujah. And then also koinonia, or communion, in mutual sympathy and kindness. And this is where the true love of Christ is expressed. And sometimes The best thing we can do, perhaps when someone's lost a loved one, is just to be present and not to feel that we have to come up with words. Just our presence, a loving, compassionate understanding, is perhaps of greater value than anything we could possibly say. Romans 12 and 15 says, "Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep." Another passage found in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 32, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." That's why, remember, in what we call the Lord's Prayer, which really he gave to us, we say, "Forgive us our sins, Lord, God, Father, even as we forgive those who trespass against us." And so that is one of the unshakable, unmovable concepts of God. If we will not forgive, what does that say? Christ won't forgive us. The Father won't forgive us. And God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. So that's why we need to forgive one another and to be kind one to another and tenderhearted. And also there's the communion and prayer for each other. 2 Corinthians 1:11, and this is the Living Bible translation, "But you must help us too by praying for us. For much thanks and praise will go to God from you, who see his wonderful answers to your prayers for our safety." And the final scripture I share with you today is Ephesians 6:18, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Praise God. This enlarges it, doesn't it, just beyond our own immediate needs, our own family, our own church. We're to pray according to the scriptural pattern for all men to be saved. Not that they will, but that's our obligation, to pray for them, to pray for the lost, that they may become part of Christ's beautiful family, the body of Christ. Amen. Well, there's still yet more to share on the subject of koinonia. I pray you can be with us tomorrow at the same time. And failing that, should you miss a broadcast, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can hear them anytime at your convenience. Praise God. And in these closing moments, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. As we pray for one another, we fulfill the law of Christ. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Pray for you every day. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,